If it's a sports story you're talking about, you can guarantee they'll be talking about it. Unless it's something like arena football. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
The players certainly, and Aaron is included in this, players certainly don't want to see him move to the bullpen. And we heard that from Marco Estrada. I imagine he speaks for just about everybody on that 25-man roster, that they want to see the guy who's been so dominant, has been an all-star in the rotation, he's carried the load, and he's been part of a Blue Jays rotation that's been one of the best in the Major Leagues of Baseball, which, like, bears repeating again, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this rotation is what has made this team so good. The offense has been good since, like, the middle of June, but the rotation start to finish, the first half of the season, has been really good. The players themselves don't want to see this happen, despite the fact that they've had their issues in the bullpen, right? Like, that is, and it remains today, and especially after game one of the second half, still an area of concern for this Blue Jays team. But even with all that being considered, the players all want to see Aaron Sanchez remain a starter. And maybe do you risk messing with that? And I know you can get into a muddy area when you talk about feelings and clubhouse chemistry. And especially in a sport like baseball, where it's so individualized, and you can have 25 guys that hate each other, at least that's the theory, and still win, should that be a consideration?
I think it can be a consideration in that your batting lineup coming into the game right now has Aaron Sanchez, and they know what he can do, and they have the confidence of going in knowing that, you know, if we get 4 or 5 runs here, then this is probably a win for us. We just got to get out there and get those runs. I think that comes with a little bit of confidence. Having him in the bullpen, I don't think gives you the same sort of confidence. He's not tacked up there on the beginning of the game, the game preview, going, okay, well, I don't know who the sixth starter. Drew Hutchison doesn't fill you with the same kind of hope for the game and, you know, sort of your role.
You're just hoping to get like 6 innings of 3-run ball out of Drew Hutchison every time out.
Yeah, exactly. So you're hoping for an okay game, but with Aaron Sanchez, you know you're getting a pretty great game, and I think that does have a palpable effect.
I think that the players are plugged in. They're the ones being poked and prodded every day, right? They're the ones whose results are, you know, blip, blip, blip up on a computer screen.
You're really painting the picture for me, John.
Well, yeah, we're storytellers, right? so listen, if the Blue Jays can show Aaron Sanchez that, look, here are your results, start over start, you are falling off a little bit, and we are concerned with things like, you know, spin rates and velocities and all this stuff that I don't know enough about. But if they can show him that and can prove to him that he will be better off in the short term and long term in the bullpen, and they can prove that to his teammates, I think they'll all step in line, right? I mean, you don't want to. Nobody
said
wants
all the right things too.
Yeah, and nobody wants to risk the long term health, you know. And I'm not suggesting that they should. I'm just. And I know that they're not just looking at 150 innings or whatever it is and saying, there it is, see you later, right? I mean, they're not doing that. But I'm just scared, frankly, of what the rotation looks like without one or two of those guys. Or if, you know, Jay Happ doesn't continue to be like, you know, a 12-1 or whatever he is starter with a 3.38 ERA, if he just, you know, falls off a little bit, or if Marcus Stroman can't get out of the fourth inning more often, you know, that's trouble. If R.A. Dickey's knuckleball goes south, that's trouble. Sanchez has the kind of stuff that shouldn't fall off, and it just doesn't look good if he's not in the rotation and Estrada's back doesn't hold up. It's that's what worries me. But, I mean, prove to me why he needs to come out, and I will say he should come out.
This is Sportsnet Magazine Live.